Hey Central Ohio, the nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
If you don't know football, you shouldn't be with the microphone in your hand.
Hello and welcome to Soccer Sense, the sensible football podcast where we hand in our transfer request much before the transfer window closes. This is Tariq joining you along with Karan. Karan, welcome back to the podcast. This is after a long time.
Yes, good to be back. Good to be back. I think the last time we spoke was a very good experience.
And we will see about that. But welcome back to the new season. We had a pod at the start of the season after that frantic opening weekend where there were results and goals aplenty and narratives aplenty. But we at Soccer Sense don't usually get into those narratives too early. And here we are, 3 weeks after that, including an international break. And where we are at right now is that that very narrative seems to have gotten more bolstered. The two Manchester teams looked like the teams to beat, and Chelsea, the ever-present threat.
Yes, I mean, I agree. So far this season, I think both Manchester teams have been the most impressive, Manchester United especially. Chelsea, of course, you know, had an off day in the starting week of the season, but then since then, they've just grown from strength to strength. But judging by what we've seen so far, I mean, I know it's too early into the season to really make predictions, but I really do fancy either of the Manchester clubs to really, you know, push on until the end.
And let's bring one of the Manchester clubs in the spotlight. Obviously, since you do not have Vishal, it is going to be the blue side of Manchester. And this week's headline result, mainly because of the margin, Manchester City 5, Liverpool 0. I mean, not as much the margin, of course, was shocking. There was a red card that sort of handicapped Liverpool for a long time. But having said all of that, Karan, this was one of the first instances that Pep Guardiola seemed to be coming out on top in a tactical battle with a big six team since he arrived in England.
I think one thing you can always count on with Pep Guardiola is that, you know, he's a quick learner. I mean, in the past he has been, especially last season, you know, his first experience in England could have been a major culture shock for him. I think he set up the team perfectly against Liverpool. I think one thing we have to expect with Liverpool is that they're either going to smash teams 4-0 or they're going to in return get smashed 4-5-0. There's no middle ground with them. I think City were just extremely impressive.
Liverpool fans would pay anything for the middle ground right now, but we are stuck. We are stuck like a sine wave.
But as a neutral, I think it's absolutely wonderful to watch Liverpool games. But yeah, I think coming back to City, like I said, you know, start to finish, completely impressive. They bossed the game. I mean, even excluding the red card to Mane, I just felt that, you know, City were completely in control, and you know, at any point of time, you know, they were just going to, you know, score even prior to that sending off. So all in all, I think it was a very, very, you know, emphatic message that, you know, City have sent out.
All right, and we've also talked about Manchester United and how they have been doing great, but we'll probably revisit Manchester United when we have the expert in the house. But Karan, let's talk about a couple of other quick issues about the Premier League, because there is never a dull week in the Premier League. Chelsea, big difference being made by Morata. What is your take on their new addition up front?
I think he's been very impressive so far. I think his talent was never in question. I mean, he's played for some of the biggest clubs in Europe, and it was just a quick question of, you know, how long it would take for him to acclimatize to the English style of play. And it seems like, you know, he's been playing in England all his life, and he's been extremely impressive. I think the one thing with Morata is that, you know, he can score in many ways, right? I mean, he's good with his right foot, he's good with his left foot, he's good with his head. He can take up pockets of spaces. He can also, create if required. So he's the all-round package, and I think Chelsea definitely have something special in him. I think more than anything else, he gives them options in the type of attack that they want to play, so they can alternate with multiple forms of attack.
And speaking of narratives in the Premier League, we are barely 4 weeks in and we already have the first sacking. Not necessarily unsurprising, Frank de Boer, after failing to win a single point or score a single goal for, not him, but his team, Crystal Palace, he's out of the job and we've got Roy Hodgson in. Managerial shenanigans, poor appointment from the start?
I think so, yes. Because to start off with, we really have to look at the track record that, Frank de Boer had from a management perspective. Anything of, the only probably noteworthy achievement that he's had so far, of course, we'll have to go back to his time in Holland. For a very short while, he managed Inter Milan. It was a pretty similar story to what he's experienced right now at Crystal Palace. But I think the bigger issue here has been, I've been reading up on a few articles where there was a lot of talk about, a lot of unrest with players, him getting extremely, ruthless with few of the players and, pretty much, leading to a situation the players' confidence has been shattered. So, of course, we always have to take a few of these rumors with a pinch of salt. But like they say, there's never any smoke without fire. So maybe we cannot take it completely at par value, but there's definitely been something in the background that a lot of people haven't been happy about. So in an atmosphere like that, it really, is a no-brainer.
All right. And like we were discussing earlier, that now that Roy Hodgson has come in, I'm putting a few pounds on him getting sacked after another 4 games. The way things go.
Let's hope not. Reach a situation where, even probably, 10 games into the season, one team has already sacked two managers. So,
yeah, that would be almost championship level manager changing.
Yeah, for sure. But I think Roy Hodgson is not that bad an appointment, if you ask me. I mean, he does have experience in terms of, taking over clubs who have been struggling, In fact, he has a history of taking over clubs a lot later in the season and still managing to, successfully keep them up. So, at least
so in this scenario,
he has a lot of
potential. Poor man's Harry Redknapp. Let's hope. Possibly.
I still remember the greatest game that he pulled off with Fulham. That was...
Okay, and we turn our attention from London right away to Turin, because you are on the podcast, surely we have to talk about Juventus. Not as much of the Serie A, because things there have been pretty much according to script.
Yeah, pretty much. I guess the major shock so far in the season has been AC Milan's loss over the weekend. I mean, it's not the loss that was really shocking, it was more the manner of defeat, 4-1 loss to Lazio, where once the minute Lazio scored, it's pretty much like, AC Milan ran out of ideas. I mean, AC Milan, a team who definitely had a very, very productive transfer campaign this time around with a lot of money to spend. So there has been a lot of talk, especially from their fans, saying that, they're going to be challenging for the title, they're back with the elite, etc. I definitely wouldn't jump that far, probably give them some more time to really try and mold the team together. I think the main challenge that Montella faces right now is that he's still trying to figure out which his best combination is and which the best pattern of play that he needs to adopt, which suits the players that he has. So I think probably we should maybe wait maybe another 4 or 5 weeks before we really start judging them. But the top end of the table, it's been pretty much business as usual. Three teams, Inter, Juventus, Napoli, all with 100% records. So I guess the coming weeks are going to be interesting because there are going to be a few of these teams play against each other. So that is going to be the true test.
All right. And we have just about a couple of minutes left to quickly dive in into what's going to start tomorrow. And that would be the Champions League. We are back with European football. Manchester United and Liverpool make their returns to the Champions League. That is going to be interesting. But current, where I'm hinting at. because we have to preview Juventus versus Barcelona, the two teams meeting after you all know what happened a few months back in the knockout stages in the Champions League.
I think a lot has happened definitely since those two games back in, I think, what was it, April, if I'm not mistaken. A lot of changes, a lot of new faces come in, a lot of old faces have left. Neymar from Barcelona side, which I guess was most publicized one, Bonucci from Juventus. So, two teams which are still trying to find, themselves a little bit, if I could say that. I guess, in the camp now, I would still, fancy Barcelona to a large extent, not just because, they're at home, but also considering that, Juventus have quite a few injury worries of their own. They have, Marquisio out, Khedira out, I think Mandzukic is out. So, it's going to be a testing time. I kind of would probably, had this been, last year I would have said that, probably Juventus could go there and get a nil-nil draw. Right now, I'm not too confident that they can do that.
And it's too early in the season because of volatility. The froth has not really settled yet.
Exactly. So you really don't know what to expect from this particular game, to be honest.
All right. And this game and the others, we will obviously be tracking and bringing you the post-game analysis along with the rest of the Premier League. As is our usual want, you can find us on Audio Boom. Our channel is Soccer Sense. Otherwise, you can find us on all the other podcast platforms, Pocket Cast, iTunes, Stitcher. And you can holler at us on Twitter at Sense Soccer. So do follow us there and send in your feedback and your questions. In the meantime, that's all the time we have for this week. And this is Tariq signing off along with Karan.
See you guys.
And on behalf of Vishal in absentia, this is a Liverpool fan telling you that. Liverpool United.
You could just ask me to do it.
I'm trying to reverse jinx them before we meet them in October. So.
Of course, yes.
Don't tell Vishal this. Don't make him listen to this podcast. Alright, see you guys next week.
Hey Central Ohio, the nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.